It is such a human quality that human beings want to blend in with each other. It is such a human quality that human beings want to be like each other, to be thus accepted by each other, to be seen as one with the other. And so because of that, we will often avoid topics, issues that might cause friction, might cause dissension. There are those who say that faith and one's religious belief are private. And that's precisely the statement that Jesus wishes to challenge in the gospel reading today. Oh yes, our faith, our religious commitment is immensely personal. It has to do with one's relationship with God. It has to do with the intimacy that exists between creator and creature. And that is immensely personal. But it is never, ever private. One's personal faith must always be public. And by that I mean the depth of one's faith, the depth of one's commitment must be such that you and I act out of that. That the very things we do and the very things we say flow out of the truth that we are believers. The challenge is to live in such a way that one's life would make absolutely no sense if there were no God. Live in such a way that the only way of understanding what I say or what I do is because there is God. Jesus tells his disciples they are to witness to him. What they have heard him say in the darkness, they are to proclaim in the light. What they have heard in their heart, they are to announce from the rooftops. But not in word. But by the manner in which they live. And that same challenge is placed before each and every one of us. Live in such a way that your life would make absolutely no sense if there were no God. In just a moment, you and I are going to have the opportunity to welcome Ian into the life of faith through the sacrament of baptism. And throughout his life, he needs to learn what it is to be a disciple of the Lord and how the things he says and the way he lives reflects that. But he's not going to do that on his own. He can't do that on his own. It is family and it is friends, it is neighbors, it is members of a congregation who partner with him and show him what it is to live and to live in a way that witnesses to the goodness of God. So I'm going to ask you in a moment to join me as together we witness his entrance into the faith of the church through the sacrament of baptism.